It's just great to be with you on this day when World Youth Day celebrations in Spain come to an end, even as we speak, even as the Holy Father right now is preparing to board his plane to return to Rome, that is to Castel Gandolfo, where it is much cooler than it is in Rome. I'm not a weather reporter, but yesterday in Madrid it was 102 and very humid. Yesterday in Rome it was only 95 and very humid. And it's kind of dangerous weather almost the farther and farther you are from being a youth yourself. So I do think that I spent World Youth Day here very much the way I would have spent those days in Madrid, watching it on television in an air-conditioned room, which it's hardly worth paying to go to Madrid to accomplish. The final Mass is being rebroadcast tonight on Mother Angelica on EWTN at 7 o'clock. Central Daylight Time, 7 o'clock. So if you have any access to it, please avail yourselves of that. And it's also, I presume, possible to watch it on the computer. And at times I've done that myself, and if I can do it, anybody can do it. So really try to tune in tonight at 7 if it's possible for you. And especially for younger people to see. It's a wonderful experience. It's so easy to get lost in it and feel as though you're right there with over 2 million great young men and women. Just imagine that. Now, we hear Jesus giving his mission to Peter today. And he gives that mission only when Peter answers a question correctly. Who do you say that the Son of Man is? Who do you say that the Son of Man is? Those 2 million young people are there with the successor of Peter, with the Bishop of Rome, trying to get themselves with him to give the correct answer. That's why Peter is there. Jesus says to him, "You are the rock, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bound on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." That's the fullness of apostolic authority given to St. Peter right from the beginning. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Imagine what a good friend of Jesus Christ Peter showed himself to be when he answered the question correctly and clearly from the heart. He was so close to Jesus as his brother and friend that Jesus gives him something of a heavenly blank check. Jesus trusts him never to misuse or abuse his authority. But Jesus trusts him to use his own judgment as the body of Christ, the church, takes shape on this planet. Imagine the intimacy of that friendship between Christ and Peter, that Christ gives him everything. Sometimes we see this in human willing, as in will and testament. There are 5 or 6 brothers and sisters. But it turns out that mom or dad really only trusts one completely. And that makes it rough for the others. But if you're going to give someone everything, then nothing less than that intimacy of friendship and trust is sufficient, so that the one who receives can carry on as the Lord Jesus himself, as the vicar of Christ on earth. It's a beautiful thing. And then later in the scriptures, Jesus says to Peter, you are to strengthen the brothers and sisters. That's your job. With all that I have entrusted to you, you are to strengthen the brothers and sisters. And that's why I'll continually throughout every year, the Holy Father meets with individual bishops in order to strengthen the brothers and sisters. In that case, only the brothers. But the Holy Father has gone to Madrid to strengthen the sisters and brothers who were there, the young people, those who were going to pick up the responsibility for the mission of the church in the third millennium. That's why he's there. And there were a lot of notable things that happened there. When the Holy Father at the Stations of the Cross stressed that he was addressing himself not only to the Catholic youth who were there, not only to the Catholic youth throughout the world, but to all the youth throughout the world, especially those alienated from God, those who are unbelievers. His prayer was for them. His heart was with them also. What a statement that is. Saying to the young people there, you came here to receive something special from the Holy Spirit. But I don't want to limit that gift that you will receive. I want it to go out to every young woman and every young man everywhere, believer or not. I hope that they were able to be pulled in to that desire of the Holy Father. Then, an amazing thing last night, as they were having the vigil, a horrible thunderstorm and windstorm interrupted. The Holy Father had just started his homily, and there was terrible rain and terrible wind, such that he had to stop. They were afraid that the scaffolding for that platform on which he sat would come down, just like it has come down recently in other places. So he had to stop. They had to regroup. It rained. But it was so interesting. The Holy Father had his advisors around him as he was buried under umbrellas, and they were planning out what to do. Fascinating. As they were planning out what to do, the youth were going crazy, saying to the Holy Father that he should continue. That this storm was not meant to scare the heebie-jeebies out of everybody. This storm was an invitation to say, we're not afraid of the world, we're not afraid of the future, we're not afraid of the truth. Lay it on us, Holy Father. Which indeed Benedict decided to do. The storm subsided, and the Holy Father went on with beautiful Eucharistic adoration and benediction in silence. That water and that wind are destructive But the water and the wind in their destructive force were aimed at the devil and his works in this world. Water and wind are destructive, but that's where the destructive aspect was aimed. Not at those wonderful young men and women. But water and wind also remind us of baptism and, of course, of Pentecost with the roaring wind. And the young women and men took that storm as a cleansing. The destruction of sin within them, and they took that as a breath, a very powerful breath of new life. Also, the kids needed to be cooled off. And I have to admit, even I, with my super-duper sprinkler, could not have cooled off that crowd. So there's no use of the Holy Father trying it that way. That crowd was cooled and enlivened by the Spirit through the water and the wind that only the power of God could create all of a sudden and then have it go away as quickly as it came. Beautiful. But the kids just wanted to go on. They didn't want to be interrupted as they answered the question, "Who do you say that I am?" And they went on. Just imagine the great young people, those young millennials, into whose hands Jesus is entrusting the present and the future through an event like that. Just imagine how blessed we are with what lies ahead. Just imagine how blessed we are with all the beautiful young women and men who are going to take up the mission of Christ with absolute conviction. In speaking to the seminarians from all over the world, the Holy Father at the end reminded them of two things: holiness and obedience. And he was very strong at the end. He said, if you're not really serious about racing toward holiness, and if you don't intend to obey legitimate authority in the church, then don't go on. It was unusual for the Pope to say something like that. But he knows exactly who we need in the priesthood. Those who are thirsting for holiness and those who are willing to work with the way in which the church works, which is always through obedience. The power of obedience that for Jesus won our salvation on the cross. Just a beautiful time. So let's be with those great young women and men in prayer. I'm sure they're going to stay on today. They probably can't get out until tomorrow. They're going to stay on, and they will be filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Let's take their example. Let's take the strength that comes to them from Peter, just as it did in the days of the earliest church, just as it did when Peter caused our Lord to calm the storms at sea. Kind of like that, the presence of Peter at World Youth Day 2011. Let's soak up the grace of that presence so that all of us, especially young people, will be alive with the power of the water and the power of the wind to drive our world ever closer to heaven. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.